Beef Wellington's actually a pretty cool guy. I played TF2 with him a couple times.
I messed up. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Jesse.
And welcome to the Elite Coup Studios Freeware Game Review Podcast, episode number 57, Alien Swarm.
I think you're going for the wrong mood. Like, Alien Swarm is Aliens, not Alien. Alien was a horror movie. Aliens is an action movie.
Yeah, but I guess that's kind of what I'm thinking, like, with Halloween.
I was looking into, I was trying to find some shamisen music the other day, and I was really surprised because the Yoshida brothers did a track for a Nightmare Before Christmas, like, remastered album thingy.
Yeah.
And it was actually really ballin'.
I've heard some things off of that album. It's very strange.
Yeah.
I don't really like that movie that much.
It's alright.
Yeah, it's a movie. It's enjoyable, I find. But we're not talking about Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, we're here to talk about Invader Zim.
What?
Invader Zim.
and Hot Topic.
Alien Swarm.
Alien Swarm. A swarm of aliens.
And not Hot Topic.
Not Hot Topic.
Alien Swarm is a Hot Topic.
Maybe Hot Topic.
It was like a week ago.
Yeah, I remember having fierce debates on Twitter, mostly about stop fucking downloading it. I want your download slot. Come on, man.
Yeah. Because, like, I hadn't even heard anything about its release up until, like, 2 days before it was out.
Yeah, ditto.
So,
Yeah.
Okay, so Alien Swarm is a game recently released for free on Steam. It uses the Source Engine. It is a top-down cooperative shooter wherein you play as Space Marines fighting aliens. It is the successor to a UT 2004 mod of the same name by Black Cat Studios.
Yep.
It's just another bug hunt.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like one of those, what would be a twin stick shooter if it were on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Except with a whole lot more to it, or enough more to it. Like, there's weapon selections, you get your loadout, there's RPG elements where if you play enough, then you unlock new weapons that you can bring. There's four different classes, each one gets a couple of unique features.
And there's actually two different variations on each class.
Per class.
Yeah.
But that's basically tailored to your playstyle.
Yeah. So, like, you're running around, you're sealing doors behind you, you're shooting aliens when they pop out of the walls and stuff.
Having a minigun.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I was Wildcat.
Trying desperately not to shoot your allies in the head.
Yeah.
Which is always hardest with the shotgun.
I was Wildcat.
Yeah. I like Bastille, because he's a medic, but he also gets, like, the damage bonus and stuff.
Yeah.
I like Vegas, because he's a tech, but he punches things so hard.
Yeah, but my second favorite is the Sergeant Punchmaster Fight Puncher, whatever his name is. The one that gets the massive shotgun
Max
bonus.
Max Fightmaster?
And the massive melee bonus.
Oh, Jaeger?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaeger is kind of a tremendous badass.
Punchmaster Fight Puncher. You get that, and you get the Power Fist upgrade,
and
just go around, just bam, bam. I remember I think it was when me, you, Anders, and was Mion with us at that point?
Yes.
Was that Mion? Yeah. You guys, like, spent a lot of time dying on the first level, and I was just like, whatever, I'm going to do this on my own. And I just punched my way to, like, the control panel where you have to start that whole hacking thing to start the waves of enemies coming.
Yeah.
And, like, I just hit it to start the enemies coming, and then I walked away and just started punching until I died. And I was just like, listen, y'all died like chumps. I'm going to show you how a man dies. And then at the end, you just got to see the little graph of all of our progress, and it was just like, all your guys' health went like, zoop, and it was like, I was just going along, and then at the end, my kill spiked up by like 50.
Wow. That's cool.
But
speaking of the sort of the techs, I really like that asymmetrical gameplay aspect, where, like, suddenly it's like, everybody else is still playing the same game, you're gonna play Pipe Dream for a little bit.
Yeah, everyone has, it's especially evident with the medics and the engineers, like, the heavy weapons dudes and the sergeants kind of play the same sort of game, but the medics and the techies have a very different sort of game.
Yeah.
Because, like, basically for the medics, it's dealing with infestation, which is incredibly scary.
Yes.
And the tech guys get to play, like, Pipe Dream and slidey number puzzles and stuff whenever they have to do anything.
Yeah, because they have to... The idea is, like, they have to, you know, hack open a door or get the data files or...
Yeah, the basic flow of the level is that, you know, you start somewhere and you have to fight your way to a certain point where you're going to do something that will trigger waves of enemies or some kind of obstacle. And then there's usually a little slow-mo section where it's all cinematic and shit.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
And then you blow something up and you bug out.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool way to do it.
But along the way, you're like, you're breaking open doors and burning out alien egg sacs and... Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all along, you're trying to... It's you know, it's a four-player team, and it definitely... Each player can only have, you know, their two guns and an
and
item.
And a power-up.
And yeah. Then... But there's enough power-ups and weapons and items that you really can't have, like, a winning strategy with only one player.
Mm.
Especially because in a couple of levels, a tech is required to finish the mission.
Most of the levels.
Yeah. And on one level, a flamethrower is required to finish the mission.
Yes. Yep. Just excellent.
I played...
And like that right there, that's a reason to love the game.
I was playing some single-player practice before... Mm-hmm.
And it's balls hard.
It is much, much harder than playing online.
Because like, they didn't bother giving the AI...
intelligence.
A large part of the game is like resource management for the medic. Because you either have your healing hose, which has like 100 units of healing, or you have 8 healing beacons, which you kind of place and then... They heal everyone around it. And they didn't bother giving the medic, like the AI, any ability to decide when or when not to use them. So you just have to kind of order them around.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, medic, heal us. Hey, engineer, open that door.
I mean, the engineer is not really that hard to deal with. But, mm-hmm. like, healing people by yourself is balls hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a thing mm-hmm. that I found very difficult was in the single player... Okay, we're going to make our grand escape. There's a horde of monsters coming at us. Okay, tech, seal the door, and the medic's on the wrong side.
Hmm. Yep. Yeah, well, it wasn't really designed with a single-player experience in mind.
Definitely
not. It's the same sort of thing as Lost Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Lost Planet, if you get good enough, you can pretty much go through that single-player.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely helps to have more people, especially in, like, the huge boss battles. But, you know, when it just comes to, like, doing the regular levels, you can usually roll through.
I really like how the interface is built around, like, encouraging the co-op thing. Like, when you go to join a game or whatever, like, it doesn't bring you to a traditional server browser. It's just, like, find a game just in general. Find a game that your friends are playing. Create a game for your own. Do you want everyone in that or just your friends?
Yeah.
And then, like the ready, the sort of, like, waiting for people to connect window is the exact same as the pick your loadout, we're about to go window.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the first two times I saw it was a bit disorienting, but, it's just there.
I like the stat breakdown.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
At the end of the match, they give you, like, they show you, like, the path everyone took through the map.
Yeah.
And they give you graphs of, like, everyone's health and ammo and kills throughout the level.
and friendly fire
incidents.
I got a lot of those.
Yeah.
I was the heavy weapons guy.
Didn't you get the one where it's like, have no friendly fire incidents with four players as the heavy weapons guy with a minigun?
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
That bump.
Because it's after I explained to, I don't know if you were there or if I was playing with Cody.
I was
at
there.
The point, but it was just like, listen guys, there's a thing called the four cardinal directions.
Yep.
I can kill everything in one of those four. And if you try to go into that four, you will be shot.
Yeah, that I was there because I was the one giving you a hard time about it. I was just like, explain. It's like, okay, there's north, south, east, and west. Explain. It's like, there are four directions that you can point. Explain.
There's something called 2D space. But yeah, and then it was like, I was like, oh, okay. And then I just pointed left, and everything that was left died. And then everybody else took right up and down.
So let's talk about loadouts.
Loadouts.
I like to go with Bastille, the sort of combat medic, as opposed to the actual medic, with two hoses.
Faith?
Flamethrower? That's the hose for the enemies. And the healing hose? That's the hose for my buddies. And then secondary item thingy?
There was one point
whatever
in the game
I want,
where,
really.
Where we were playing, and you got your healing hose and your unhealing hose confused, and it's just like he had like 70 friendly fire incidents.
Yeah, that can be a problem. It's just like, oh, I just tried to heal that bug. Whoops.
You were also burning Anders alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, okay. Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Here you go.
Because technically it's three hoses, because the flamethrower alternate fire is the fire extinguisher.
Which is really handy.
Which is odd, but I guess that works. But, I don't know. I would either play the tech or the heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was playing the heavy, it was a very simple loadout. It was the autogun or the minigun as my primary, and then extra ammo as my secondary, and then my my offhand would be the Hornet pack.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of, like, I usually forget I have it, but then when I see something big, I just jam on the button until it dies.
Mm. I usually go with the charged armor, actually, because, like, the first power-up you get is, like, armor that just, like, take 20% less damage. Okay. But then, like, later on down the road, you get, like, this electrified armor thing that you can use to stun everybody around you, and it can throw parasites off you if you're being infested, which is really goddamn handy.
That's really useful.
Because, like, infestation is scary. When someone gets a bug on them, you have to just constantly heal them for, like, a good solid minute or so. Because, and, like, their bar starts, like, turning green, and there's, like, some kind of infestation meter thingy going on, and you have to keep their health above that.
Because if they...
If it gets below that, they just pop into lots of more parasites.
Yeah, because we were playing, and I got infested, and I was just like, I need medical attention! And then you ran out of healing house.
Yeah, and it's just like...
Kind of, boop.
There's two ways that can go. It'll just be like, either I'm there and I can help you, and I'm like, okay, I got you. We're going to get through this. You're going to be okay. Or I've got like 10 healing hose left, and I'm just like, sorry.
It's not happening.
I need this.
Switch the flamethrower.
I'm very sorry. So what about you? What do you like?
Well, I played as the heavy weapons guy, and actually heavy weapons girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was a wildcat, and I most commonly took minigun, shotgun, and armor.
Okay.
Shotgun? How do you like the shotgun? I never really used one.
I like the shotgun, but because it's a shotgun, I shotgunned my friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
The shotgun is really underwhelming compared to the sergeant's one.
Yeah. Because,
like, you unlock a shotgun that everyone can use, which is just kind of this four-shot thingy that's pretty good, but the sergeant's, like, special gimmick is that he gets a shotgun with, like, a 12-round magazine and an underslung incendiary grenade launcher.
The Vindicator.
It's really manly.
Yeah, except...
And then Jaeger gets a bonus to using Vindicator.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
and
incredible.
Punch fighting.
It's... I hate people who use a shotgun, though, because... Like, a friendly shotgun blast can hurt more than one of the grunt enemies just biting you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really mean. Like, that's back when Alien Swarm was on UT. That was actually sort of the problem that I had, is the first time I tried playing, and I was doing the tutorial, mm-hmm. and I was like, here, try the shotgun out. And I was like, okay. And then it put us in, like, a crossroads of two hallways,
mm-hmm.
and aliens come in from all sides of the hallway, and they're just like, defend from the alien... wave, and I was like, okay. So I moved to the left and shot to the right through my friend, said whoops, moved to the right, shot to the left through my friend, said whoops, and now all my friends were dead, and the aliens came in from four sides.
Yeah. The friendly fire in the game is like, the first time you play, you're gonna kill one of your friends. It's gonna happen. Like, the first time I played, I was just like, oh, well, Nick doesn't have it yet. What am I gonna do? Let's see who else is playing. Join a friend with a game. Join a game with a friend. I think it was like LSF and some other people. I don't know. And I was just like, hey, guys, I don't know what button it is to talk yet, so I'm just going to kind of dick around. Oh, sorry, I killed everybody. I'm just going to go now. I'm sorry, guys. You keep having fun there.
Being
I've... No matter what game we play, I always have the most friendly fire incidents. I usually...
Let's look back to our Mario experience last night, shall we?
I usually get the most kills, and I usually get the most friendly fire incidents.
You just shoot the most.
Yeah.
To 24/7, he shoots the most.
If it's moving, I'll probably shoot it.
If it's not moving, shoot it anyway. It might be a secret door, except that's generally quick.
Yeah.
Okay,
so...
One thing, for a while I was playing as a tech, and the loadout that I liked with the tech was like the double Uzis, because goddamn double Uzis,
mm-hmm.
and turret.
Yeah, the turrets are fun.
Because turrets are like, because with the turret, I can do the exact same thing that I do as my winning strategy in Modern Warfare, which is I take the turret, I put it down and face it that way, and then I face the other way with my guns.
Yep.
And just never get hurt.
You actually get some really cool ones later on, like there's
flamethrower turret.
There's a flamethrower turret and a freeze turret. Mm. And there's also some of the secondaries act as kind of turrets.
Really?
Like there's the electric coil, which you plump down, and it just makes a zone. It will like shock and stun anything that comes into that zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really handy.
Mm, I bet.
It's the Tesla coil, right?
Yeah, something.
I like the I got the proxy the laser trip mines for a while,
mm-hmm.
and that was pretty cool because it was like shoot something in the butt so it's pissed at you, and then throw a bunch of mines in its path to you.
Yeah,
and that worked out pretty well, except for then my friends tripped over them.
Yeah. Can friends activate them? I never really.
I think so, or at least if they're too close when an enemy activates them, it also doesn't work out too well.
Again, yeah. with the single player AI, there was a time where I put down a laser trip mine on a wall, and then my guy walked into it. Because he was on the other side of it.
Man.
And then he blew up.
So,
and I raged.
One thing you can do in this game, somebody told me about it after I was like, okay, I'm probably done with this game for a while. And they were just like, wait, no, you have to do something. Start a new server, go to the console. SV Cheats 1, and then some other stuff. You can actually force the game into a first-person perspective.
Really?
That makes it really hard to do anything.
Oh, my God.
Because it wasn't built to be played like that.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, why would it be hard?
Because you're in a first-person viewpoint. You can't tell if things are around you. You can't probably have trouble, like, placing turrets and stuff like that.
And it's really damn hard just to hit anything. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did first-person Tricky Truck way better.
No, like, I mean, like, not just in terms of, like, okay, this is difficult now. I mean, like, the
game kind of breaks.
Yeah. Mm, like, I don't know. All right, so the one problem with this game is that there's only the one campaign.
One campaign.
Which is, like, 9 missions long, and there's a good variety of stuff to do there, but there's only the one campaign. Yeah. And, like,
you can only play that so many times.
I cleared it, like, 3 times in the first week, and I was just like, okay, done now.
Yeah, I've played it. I played through it at least twice.
I played through it once.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I played through it once with you.
Yeah.
And then I played through it once with you and RJ. You and Anders. And then I played through it once with some other people. I forget who, but I did. And it was just like, okay, I got the achievement for beating the campaign on hard. I unlocked the whole armory. I'd kind of like to go back after, like, I could probably go back to it now and, like, just try out different things, because there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
for being a little game, there's a lot of stuff in it.
And there's still the promise of, you know, user-created campaigns, because they also released the full SDK for it.
Yeah.
But
I turned that on and looked at it, and it was scary.
Yeah, I thought they said something about you having, like, a simplified tile-based map generator sort of thing, but, like,
I didn't see that.
I opened it up, and it was just Hammer, which is the normal Source Engine, like, 3D modeling thing, and I was just like, I don't want to learn how to use this.
I ran into something else, which it was like, here's a, like, life tree of your level. Like, everything that exists in your level is subjugated by other things, and enemies already exist on it, but first you have to build the world into which you spawn them. Which, it makes a lot of sense, like, from a development standpoint, but the way it was presented was very scary.
Ah.
But yeah, so hopefully people are already working on
I remember Anders said something about seeing someone who was making a Pokemon-based one.
Yeah.
Where you fight through Kanto or whatever. Giving it, being that it's Anders,
who knows?
Might be full of shit, because, like, he also came up to me one day and was like, dude, they're making a Metal Gear Solid front mission game. And I'm like, you mean the front mission, the Metal Gear Solid icons that you can put on your mech in whatever the name of the shooter one is?
Evolved.
He was like, no. He's like, are you sure? Because I heard about that. He's like, pretty sure it's different. I'm like, no, Anders. That would be cool.
I hear there was actually already a shooter front mission.
Yeah, it was on, like, the SNES. It was a Gun Hazard or something.
Yeah. But yeah, so this game is pretty fun. It, like, there's only one campaign, and we each went through it, like, you know, like
two or three times.
Once.
For Jesse, who went through
but
an average of twice.
I played the campaign once and made it halfway up the tech tree.
Wow.
I'm halfway to the level cap.
All right.
Also, so, like how many times did you have to sort of repeat levels?
We repeated months. Some levels a lot.
Yeah. Especially that last one, because people kept getting infected.
Yep.
No, it was just me that got infected in the last level.
When me and Nick played.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got kind of screwed over on the last level.
Yeah. Brr. For all the time, I've played through the campaign three times. I have personally not survived the last mission.
Really?
I always, I usually use all of my healing stuff, like curing at least one or two infestations, start booking towards the end, and just get pinned down in everything, and I'm just like, guys, fuck it, go. Guys, just go.
That's right, because when we played, Mion was the only one to make it.
Yep.
He's
a hero.
One time, when I was playing with some people, we got two or three people on the ship at the very end, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that was impressive.
Yeah.
One thing that I didn't like about the game was the reticle was not sensitive enough, and there is no way to change it. So I had to go get a more sensitive mouse from my other computer.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure you can't change it? Because
I couldn't find a way to change it.
It may not be like in the options menu, but there are like CVARs that you can change.
Yeah.
If you use the console.
Well,
a pain in the butt, but can be done.
I just got a more sensitive mouse.
Okay.
I walked over to my other computer, the home computer, and I was like, hey, I dropped bank for this mouse. It's mine.
That said, it might have been by design, like, you know, to create those kind of frantically hauling your gun around sort of moments.
Mm.
Or you could go get a more sensitive mouse. We had a ball mouse on the other computer.
Ugh.
It was a ball mouse, so it sucked. So I smashed it against the wall because I got really pissed off. And then I called my mom, and it was just like, I'm buying another mouse. She was like, well, what happened on the other one? And it's like, I smashed it against the wall. Like, I just took it by the cord, and I was just like, whirling mouse technique. Bam!
But yeah, this, I haven't taken a look at it in probably 3 weeks, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if there's another campaign out now. I don't... Like, you choose a campaign from in the game. I don't know what kind of support it has for that, because it is, you know, a straight-up Steam-supported one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sure there are going to be, like, official campaigns that they're going to update through Steam.
Mm.
But, I don't know how easy it's going to be to find them if people are releasing, like, third-party campaigns.
Yeah.
Like, if there's just a folder you can drop them into or something like that.
There probably is.
Oh, yeah.
I hope.
Apparently, the original UT 2004 mod is still well supported, though. Like, we just checked their website before, and like the last blog post was from July 2010. Oh,
January
2010.
Yeah,
January
2010.
Well, that's not 2006 or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
because it's 2010.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, the only actual problem I have with this game is that it's built on the Source engine, which used to be perfectly fine, and then they sort of recursively added, HDR support and a whole bunch of crap, which I don't really notice, but is slowing my game down to the point where, like, the start of the last level, when you're just above a pit of fire, I can't even talk or voice chat, and the loadout screen lags for me. So, like, that's just a pain in the butt. Like, there's no reason it has to be like that. Like, I would really like to go back to the 2004 version and play through it. Especially because now that I've played Alien Swarm, I definitely have a better grasp on it. So I would like to play something that we know has a lot of community stuff for it already.
You're a grognard. Update your computer.
Yeah.
I have no money. I'm still in school.
Yeah.
I have no money.
You just spent the last month working for the school.
Yeah, and it's all going to, like, car payments.
To pay for the apartment.
Yeah, so I can go to school. Pay more money and, It's not a pleasant state of affairs. But, like, it was fine on this computer, and then they broke it for me. They've alienated me like a swarm.
Well,
I mean, I guess that's about it. So this game, it's on Steam, so you just go to boot up your Steam, and I hate the new Steam interface. I really, really do.
Again, grognard.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Layout-wise, it's a little dumb. It's...
I don't know. It's got, like, your little games thing, and it's got, like, your little friends thing, and it's, like, games you have, and then games you can get.
Yeah, but the last one was like that, too. Like, they didn't make enough changes to, like everything that they changed was, like, purely aesthetic rather than anything functional, and I'm okay with that. Except they have changed something else somewhere in the background that makes it break.
Yeah.
Like, the interface just breaks.
When I start it up, most of the time, like, it defaults me to the library screen, but it doesn't actually show anything. I have to, like, switch over to community and then back to the library to actually see any of my games.
Yeah, or...
It's never happened to me.
Mm.
Maybe you guys suck. Maybe my Alienware is actually working for once.
Nah.
In one specific way.
Yeah. Durr.
Anyway, this isn't the Shitting on Steam podcast.
Can it be?
No.
That can be the next one.
Okay.
So yeah, anyway, you can just find it on Steam. All of your friends have probably downloaded it. You've probably already downloaded it.
Because it was free.
But if not, go hit it up. I don't know. Hit one of us up for a game sometime if you're out there. Why not?
Yeah. I'm definitely willing to play it some more. Especially now that I've been away from it for a little while.
It'd be like I'm actually famous.
Yeah, right? Yeah, one time I played Counter-Strike with Rim from Geek Knights. He was really good at it.
Yep.
Yeah. One time I went and tried to play TF2 with Wolfus, but he was on some kind of like 24/7 Dust Bowl, zero respawn time, HLX stats server, and I was just like, Wolf, what are you doing? And he was like, well, most of the time I play on 2 Fort, so I want to do something different. I'm like, Wolf.
One time I played Halo 3 with... Dave and Joel.
Yeah.
Really?
It's pretty awesome. Played Infection.
Didn't we play Zombies with somebody one time?
I remember back like right before Team Fortress 2 came out, I was talking to Rim on Steam and he was like, hey, you set up for Team Fortress 2? And I was like, nah, I never really liked the first one. And he was like, you are a liar and a heretic and should be burned!
Yeah, and then Team Fortress 2 came out and they were just like, wait, this game is shit.
So, like, vindicated. Except I think I'd probably stopped listening to them at that point. But they continue to be people I knew existed.
Yeah. I haven't listened to them in a while.
I haven't listened to them.
TFC was a game. It was fun. It was fundamentally broken in some ways. Many ways that were embraced by the community as features, as is often the case.
Like Melee?
I guess. Okay, so the medic, right? When you think of a medic in video games, that's the sort of support character that like stays on the back lines and heals people, right?
Yep.
Okay, in TFC, the purpose of the medic is to use concussion grenades to like jump into the enemy base, bunny hop around like a dickhead, and give the entire enemy team AIDS.
Oh. What? That's kind of what they're like in Global Agenda, too.
Yeah?
Because you can set them up to be like poison medics.
Yeah.
So their real job is to just jump in there and just make everybody start dying slowly.
Yeah.
Huh.
With giant twin reverse handle blades.
What?
What's the deal with that game? What is that game? I see people playing it. I don't even know what it is.
I'll tell you when we're done with the podcast.
Okay,
we're done with the podcast.
Yeah, we're wrapping this up, I swear.
Put a pretty bow on it.
Right, so we already said you should go out and buy Aliens... Or buy. Yeah. Play Alien Swarm. So fucking do it. This has been an Aliku Studios Freeware Game Review Podcast.
What is those things that they can do? With the email.
Oh, yeah. What, you want me to do it?
You can email us.
You're snapping. You can email us at podcast@alikustudios.net. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/alikustudios. Most of the followers are us, so if you want to follow them too, although we also have the cast list.
Yeah, you could just follow us personally.
Yeah. If you want a game, just hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah. We're usually pretty open to that.
Yep. We will put a link up in the show notes, I suppose, to the Steam store.
Right. I'll put a link to the 2004 version too, I guess.
Yeah, go for it.
Speaking of 2004 mods.
Yeah. Balloon Pirates?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we can talk about that too.
Yeah. I'll reinstall UT tonight.
Okay.
I think I still have it.
Alright.
Later days.
Bye.
Oh, I suppose I should start us off then.
Give us a sec. We're pouring Mountain Dew and stuff. Plus, what do we know about Alien Swarm?
It's a game.
Okay. It is a game.